We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got to redo that to get that idiot off of here. But speaking of that, it was the parade today up in Boston.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, even though I was rooting for Tom Brady, I was not rooting for Julian Edelman. I hate him. I hate Julian Edelman. Hate him. But anyway, Bill Belichick, they're still making this case that the Patriots are counted out all year. So here's Bill Belichick after the Super Bowl talking about that.
Is this one sweet. Of all the ones you've had?
It's sweet. It's sweet, Jim. Everybody counted us out from the beginning of the season to midseason, but we're still here.
Yep, still here.
Oh, he went with the slogan. We're still here.
They were underdogs, Ike.
Oh.
Best coach, best quarterback in league history.
Underdogs.
Still underdogs.
Even though they were favored.
Yeah, you know, they're 2.5-point favorites. What was the picture you gave me, Jack, of the 4-month-old kid that already has?
Yeah, there's a 4-month-old kid picture going around. 4 months old, 2 parades.
Red Sox so and annoying. Patriots. God, man, this is number 12, I think.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
Since when, whatever year since they started.
2001.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's insane. All right, so we played this at the end of yesterday's show. We're going to do the sound of the day. Trey Wingo, listen, right? If you're paying too much attention to Twitter or Facebook or whatever, whatever belief that you don't want to hear, you're going to find, right? Like on Twitter, everybody's going to say the Super Bowl sucks. Everybody's going to say the commercial sucks. The halftime show sucks or whatever. And guess what? The game did suck, Trey. But Trey Wingo on his stupid radio show with Mike Golic said the following.
Shut up! Just shut up! If you don't want to watch, then don't watch. Go watch the Raptors and the Knicks. Go do something else. But don't sit there for 4 flipping hours with your eyes glued to the game and say, oh, this is so boring, but I can't stop watching. Oh, it's so boring. Just shut the hell up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, give me a break. If you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it. But don't watch the game and sit there and go, oh, I hate it. That's the worst. And you people that did that, you're the worst. The absolute worst. Yeah, Jerry, we'll tell them. I don't want to hear any of that garbage. If you don't want to watch the game, don't watch the game. But don't sit there watching the game and saying, oh, I'm so bored. I can't take it anymore. Give me a break.
So what's the difference between watching a game and saying what a great game or commenting on the game and watching the game and saying it sucks? Right? Like if you're watching the game and you're on Twitter commenting, you're going to comment what your thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if most people thought the game sucked, which it did, then just log off Twitter, Trey. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. What do you mean don't watch the game?
Yeah. No, we want to watch the game.
Yeah,
he's missing the point.
Yeah. The game was actually, even though it wasn't an exciting game, it still was a close game. So the game was still in the balance.
Yeah, who's turning off the Super Bowl because the game's not exciting?
Yeah, nobody.
Is it not worthless to complain? It's worthless to do anything.
Right. It's like the halftime show.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, we complain about the halftime show every year.
Right. And you know what I did? I didn't go on Twitter and get mad at people for saying the halftime show sucked.
Right.
Trey Wingo for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Trey was some fire, huh?
Yeah, at least he has a pulse. All right, let's hear. This is literally just like an hour or two ago. LeVar Ball with a Phoenix radio station talking about, because you know Lonzo's out and LeVar wants nothing to do with him going to the Pelicans. He wants him to go to Phoenix. So enter Phoenix radio station. Here it is.
I gave the Lakers the first right of refusal. I said, get all three of my boys and you got championships. They think I'm just talking. Lonzo and Jello and Melo had the best chemistry. The last time my sons was together, before they even went undefeated, I told people they couldn't be beat in high school, and they was babies. Now they're grown men playing. Everybody's 6'6", 6'7". We're going to be 6'8". So guess what? We could switch everything on defense and run faster than anybody in the NBA on the fact that the chemistry is the best ever.
Yes, LeVar, why do you think Lonzo would be a better fit in Phoenix? Why?
He's a better fit in Phoenix because they got some young athletes. They've been losing. They need a winning attitude. The Lakers gave my boy that losing attitude.
Is that Jesse Ventura that was doing the interview?
Really?
No, it wasn't. But I've heard that guy before, but he sounds like Jesse the Body Ventura. If you play his question again one more time quickly, Jack. He does. He sounds just like, are you Jesse the Body fan?
I know who you're talking about. Governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, he was. Former professional wrestler, commentator for a lot of things. Yeah. No?
He used to come up with the names for the wrestlers, the faux names.
He was great at
it. Like Chump Hogan.
Oh, yeah, no. You
Chico Santana.
Yeah, Chico Santana, which, by the way, they would never say today.
No.
Yeah, you remember the Chico Santana. Yes. That's funny. All right, let's do so Flyers last night. Listen, the boys are playing well. Like
it's eight, baby, eight
Flyers
in a row.
Went eight straight last night.
Where's the horn?
I don't know, but here's a call. There you go, Carter Hart. Oh, he's turned it around, Ikey.
Oh, that Corey Hart is pretty good.
He wears his sunglasses at night, too.
I heard the guy last night on the show with Joe Giglio.
Former Milwaukee Brewer, great Corey Hart.
he was talking about Carter Hart, but he said Corey Hart.
But he could have been talking about former rock star Corey Hart, Jack. 80s, he wears the sunglasses at night.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I was talking about the Brewer.
Yeah, no, Corey there Hart. Was. That's why when, I don't know who it was, they would say like, and Corey Hart goes, he wears his sunglasses at night, and he hits home runs, too, gone. Because Corey Hart was an 80s one-hit wonder guy.
That sounds like Berman.
Yeah, probably. One of those guys. Yes. Certainly wasn't Advan Kirk or whatever his name is.
Advan Burke?
Yeah, him. He's out of a job. Flyers have been playing really well, though.
Eight straight, man.
Listen, I tuned in last night, Ikey.
5 points back.
You're damn right. All right,
okay, I'm going to wait until they get actually in the eighth seed.
Well, they got plenty of hockey left.
Yeah.
Like, finally, the fat shaming that happened on the airplane. Like,
let's hear it.
I just can't imagine. I've sat at Phillies games and at Sixers games where I'm a small person. A larger person has sat next to me, and it does make the seating more uncomfortable because you have to either be sitting up or sitting back. I get it. But how you can treat anybody and say it, just it's play. Here it is.
The blonde woman sitting in the middle seat on a commercial airline begins complaining loudly on her cell phone, saying the passengers on her right and left are overweight and she can't take it.
I don't know how I'm going to do this for the next 4 hours. This is just impossible because they're squishing me.
It happened January 2nd on a United Airlines flight from Las Vegas to Newark. The unidentified woman openly fat-shaming the passengers sitting on either side of her.
I can't breathe.
And then cruelly joking.
But at least they'll keep being warm.
Is that Casey Kasem's cousin or something that was doing that? It sounded like him.
Man.
Who says that?
Am I supposed to be laughing? No.
Like, seriously. You don't think that... And by the way, the Savannah Phillips girl that was fat shamed, she's not... I mean, you know, she's probably... You know, she's over average weight. She's a little bit bigger, but, like, come on.
Come on, man.
Give me a break.
I mean.
If it's really that big of a deal, you go up, you talk to the flight attendant.
Right.
You say, listen, is there anywhere else I can go? If there's not, you deal with it.
Huh? 4 hours?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
Somebody's going to switch seats.
Well, who? yeah, sure. I'll go back and be in between two big people. Sure. And by the way, you think that the people who are overweight don't realize
right.
that they're making it uncomfortable for other people?
Right.
I know people that will buy a second seat just so
right.
they don't have to put other people in that position. But not everybody can afford to do that, Ikey.
Make me out to be the bad guy.
You're doing that yourself. I'm not doing anything.
I didn't say anything.
You ever sitting up on a plane or in a seat next to a bigger person
yes.
where you're uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. You deal with it. You don't make them feel worse. 888-729.
Wait till we go to break.
94-94. This might be Dear Ike this week.
No. What do you do? Well, you do ask, can you get your seat moved?
Yes.
But if you're right, if it's a full flight, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there's a lot of times you can't do anything about
it. Yeah, I ain't going to do. Listen, somebody being overweight sitting next to me is the least of the problem that I have with people on the airplane at times. You know, I got a problem with the person that's either sitting in front of me or to the side of me passing gas and won't get up and go to the bathroom to do it. They just make everybody have to deal with it.
eating a combination platter of Chinese food next to me.
Oh,
fried
man.
Chicken.
Let me tell you what I do. I put my head in my shirt and I go to sleep.
In your shirt?
Yeah, like this. So I don't breathe.
You zip
so
up
I
the
breathe in, yeah. That's what I do, man. I mean, I always get sick when I'm on a plane.
Really?
The germs in the air.
Oh, when you come
it
back.
Is,
well,
I'm coming back. Always.
It's outbreak.
I hate flying.
All right, well, listen, when we go down to spring training, I'll give you a SARS mask to put on during the flight.
And you better get your seat next to me.
No, I don't know about that. Why, are you an aisle guy?
No, it doesn't matter to me.
I can do aisle
or window.
I can do aisle or window.
I like the exit row, personally.
Yeah, I like exit row.
I'm longer.
Yeah, no, I could see that. For me, I'll just take some type of sedative, Tylenol PM or something, and I just go to damn sleep.
Right.
I don't care. I'm snoring, drooling. I don't bother anybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.